Hey, it's George Wacker, and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley Would Love podcast. Today, we're in Easton with Henry Ruhana of SureFix Remodeling. Henry earned his architecture degree in Beirut after growing up on construction sites in Lebanon, places that became a refuge during the Civil War and sparked his passion for building. Years later, after a long immigration process, Henry arrived in the U.S. with his wife and two young children, ready to start from zero. He combined his design background with hands-on experience to launch SureFix Remodeling, now a thriving, family-run business with his own showroom and a reputation for honesty, craftsmanship, and heart. In this episode, we talk about family, resilience, customer trust, and how sometimes the best kitchens start with a conversation at your dining room table. This is a great conversation with Henry, and I hope you enjoy it. I want to say a big thank you to our sponsors, including Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, WDIY 88.1 FM, Michael Bernadin with Remax Realty, Wind Creek Event Center, Banco Beverage Company, Lehigh Valley Health Network, and our friends at L.L. Bean Outdoor Discovery Programs. Now let's get into it with Henry from SureFix Remodeling. Henry, thank you so much for inviting me to SureFix today to learn more about not only what you guys do here, but also yourself. I want to learn a little bit more about you. So we were talking a little bit before we started about, you know, how you came east and started, and I want to let our listeners know. So Henry, can you give me the kind of history of Henry? How did you wind up at SureFix?
Henry coming from a construction family. Let's put it this way, back in Lebanon.
Okay.
And I'm a Lebanese guy. I got the architecture degree back in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the whole financial crisis in Lebanon and the whole chaos back there, we really tried to escape, me, wife, two kids, mm-hmm. To follow the American dream.
Right?
I mean, like in millions.
Hey, I mean, you seem to be doing a pretty good job with the American dream, you know, your little slice of it, right?
Yeah. I live for too many people too, so I don't want to take everything.
That's what living's all about, in my opinion. Well, and then why this part of the country? Did you throw a dart at the map and pick the Lehigh Valley?
We have a Lebanese sure. community in here.
Absolutely.
We have a nice church which we belong to. And when you have kids, you want to keep attached to your roots.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So you want to teach the kids a little bit about all your history, mm-hmm. Our religion, which is we are a believer, and you know, this is important for us to keep it in our family, though. This is why we came here, and we are being really surrounded with a great Lebanese community, and we start the business from here.
So you mentioned you have an architectural degree. Explain kind of how you, when you come to the United States, you begin a company. A lot of people, I mean, you talk about the American dream, there's lots of people who were born here that have no idea how to start.
I got the slap in my face, let's put it this way. Oh yeah, big time. So because I'm coming from Lebanon, I'm an architect. I'm gonna be architect in America. This is what you think first, right?
Sure.
And then, okay, how are we gonna practice it? Oh, hold on a second, boss. You're gonna go first to school, $70,000 to $80,000 a year for a couple years, to be an architect, then you're gonna belong to another architecture firm. Mm. Go figure that. That's another how many thousand year hours you have to put them in to become. And when you have a wife, two kids, coming broke from another country, barely make it to here, it's not gonna happen. That's then okay. What I do for a living? Okay, hold on a second. I used to be a contractor in Lebanon. Follow my dad doing some masonry work. My uncle do some concrete job. That guy doing some electric. So it's in my head, the story. I said, you know what? I can be a contractor. This is like below grade as an architect, right? But I don't have to pay nothing and I start making some money to...
And you're your own boss, I mean, at least.
I have to provide for the family. That's not a joke. And, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, push a little bit your dignity in here. Say, okay, I have to be an architect. I downgrade my level, whatever it is.
Well, your expectations, I guess. You're just like, hey, this is what I got here. I got to kind of pivot, right?
I have to do whatever I have to do.
Right.
When you have a family, you have to provide for it. Mm-hmm. And we do not put a hand asking for free house, free money. No, we work for what we own and we deliver. We provide for the family. This is how we are. And but believe it or not, this is what put me in this situation. Mm-hmm. Remember that. Not every contractor can really provide for his client. That's sure. what we I mean, provide.
It's difficult. There's exactly. how many contractor companies I, you know, yeah. you just know
so, of. So because I have a background as an architect, so today Henry walking in a customer's home, I draw his kitchen in a second, like take me 2-3 minutes. Oh, what is your kitchen dream, dear? Oh, that's what I like. Oh, what do you think about that? Oh, wow. Oh, I love it. You said you're done? Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
That's what I do for a living for all my I'm 6 years old guy. So mm-hmm. that's what I do all life. I know the construction side. I know the design side. And I'm educated 7-8 years, like I'm in college. So you know how to listen to your client, yeah. hear their story first, and accommodate with whatever doable and the material to be done. You know, if she said, I needed like a kitchen flying up in the air, I say, man, hold on a second. It's not going to happen.
Right. Let's keep it somewhat reasonable. But
exactly.
So. But yeah, I get it. But yeah, so you're kind of going in saying, and I'm in that situation. I might have to come back because we're looking to do like an extra half bath. And I'm not telling you, I'm not trying to get any special treatment here. But,
yeah, we take care of you.
But in the process, like I'm looking at it, I'm like, I don't even know where I would begin. You know, so it must be nice to have a contractor come in and kind of give you those ideas or at least be able to do that. So I can see how that would be a nice touch.
Oh, my God. You know what? We have a nice combination between start meeting with calling our clients first and mm-hmm. meet with them in the home. And I provide almost, I would say, I don't call them client. I like to call them friends. Mm-hmm. So those friends was the first time meeting with them at their houses. I meet almost 1,100 to 1,200 every year. Mm-hmm. I'm a stranger in your home. So sure. you have to be first friendly, respect the house, respect the people, the ideas, what they're looking for, and their budget. You have to get like, you have to approach the whole things. And because I'm not only contractor, and I'm not only designer, mm-hmm. the combination between contractor and designer and installer, like you see all this combination, mm-hmm. it's like, if I can put the budget with the dream, with the deliver to be right on the plate.
So is that kind of what happened? You were in general contracting, you're having all these, you know,
components.
You touch points and you're like, wait a minute. So what happens then? You mentioned this SureFix came out like 20 years ago is when it came about. So what was the change from the general contracting to starting a shop?
Let's put them this way. When I start, like, you know, definitely gonna start by myself, little van. My first picture, believe or not, I was in Northampton Street, across my A32, where I rent my home, first home in the United
sure.
States.
Yeah.
Sitting in the truck, have my cap and SureFix remodeling on it. I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
You know, I start my company now, all right?
Great.
And then day after day, year after year, I got another pro with me. I give him another van, was helper, me another van was helper. And then I start to grow till I start to feel like I'm missing one piece in the whole puzzle. I have to take George to Home Depot to buy his own cabinet. Then, oh, I like my flooring from Bethlehem Flooring Store. Mm-hmm. Then I like my counter on Granite Store there. And mm-hmm. and you remember, George, what kind of cabinet color was? You remember what's
No idea.
Come on, you know, it's like hard. And when you have a kitchen, you're gonna have the most quantity of materials on one
yeah,
room. So that puzzle, to just look around, put them all together, believe me, take some time, some good client with the vision, 1 or 2 years. And
that'd be me.
So that, while I do your kitchen, I know if that's
all right. Well, now I gotta go back and tell my wife that I started this snowball, and it's like, we're gonna have to do it.
So. Yeah, yeah. It's this is how it's happened, yeah. really. And then in pandemic time, we are in a store in here. That store used to be only Delsco as only for
Your first location you're talking about.
That's correct.
Yeah.
This is my first, which we own right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking to the owner. I said, you know, I need my carpet, buddy. He said, Henry, it's a COVID time. Everybody hiding. I'm hiding like everybody else. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, well, I'm going to lose my carpet. I said, hey, you know what? Open the door. Go to get your carpet. Take whatever. I want to sell this place.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Well, hey.
A boom. That's okay. The bomb was there.
So your location previous to this one was a little smaller?
Yeah. I got a little store, which is I run my guys, mm-hmm. and like an office. But it's not the showroom.
Right.
It's not somewhere.
I got
yeah.
it now. So this showroom then, when you say COVID, did open in 2021?
Correct. 2021.
So yeah, we're only, 4 years in?
4 years in, I have my showroom.
And this was the carpet place, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to drive by here all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I was never inside, and now it looks. Well, you've done a great job. It looks fantastic.
I made the distinction. You know,
well, I guess you're. If it looked bad, that would not be a good testament to what you got.
So, how you like when you walk in? How you like?
No, it looked great. It looks fantastic. It's really nice. It's bright. Yeah. You know, it looks good.
And you have all the components for the puzzle.
Yeah.
That's the beauty. You have everything is in here. Like, if you want to do your kitchen, literally, you can walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps, pick up the best quality, very choice materials, and you say, wow, really?
And with the bathrooms, just because those are the things that people are remodeling, I would imagine those bathrooms and kitchens are get remodeled the most, right?
Maybe, not really, not really, because we do basement too, we do roof, okay, everything.
Oh, so you guys are all over the place.
This is why when you say, if you see right now, maybe you have to check our new billboard.
Oh, yes.
Exterior.
This is where we put his billboard in the video, right here.
Yes.
Okay.
Interior, interior, exterior, everything's between.
So everything.
Everything's between.
All right.
You name it. Because I do have the whole component. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So right now I would say, okay, kitchen, you have a custom cabinet kitchen. But I do have a middle class people, like the budget is going to be a little moderate, right?
Yeah.
So we have the something too to deliver for them. But we don't have the cheaper product though. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to deliver for you the mid to plus product or the best.
Right.
So you have them all. Like say we have here behind us Moen. That's the best in the market today.
Right. And I mean, there's other places if you're looking to go out, then you can go there.
You do. Yeah. But I'm not going to install it because I don't want to have responsibility for it.
Sure. And that's kind of as nice that you're like, I'm not going to, I'd rather stand behind these.
And that material can stand behind me too.
Right.
So the company, and this is how you get the best price also. Mm-hmm. You get the best price because you have, I'm not the supplier to making money on the material only. So if I make a little bit on the material to cover my expenses, only a little bit. So I'm not living over it, but I have my laborer, this is how the most of the profit come in, because we're going to have a profit like everybody else.
Sure.
But if you look at the most of it, our price will be way better than the others because we supply our product. We have our own employee. Mm-hmm. This is win-win.
Right,
just give me your phone number.
No,
off the line. I don't call your wife. See, okay, how about the new kitchen now?
Well, I love today. Like when you were in architect school, did they teach you sales as well, or did you have to? Because you're so good. Like I'm imagining you learning this on the job as you're meeting people when you came here.
Let's put it this way. I don't want to say I'm a salesman.
No, I know, but
I'm a bad salesman.
It's fun.
I'm a bad salesman. I'm an owner with passion.
Right.
And I'm a creator. When you are like an architect, so you have the vision.
Yeah.
And that vision, when let's say I'm coming to talk to you about your kitchen, you say, Henry, I like this. You know what?
But you're like, wait a minute.
That's the kitchen. Like, it's in my head already. Right.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
It's in my head already. Let me ask a question.
Sure.
If you think you want to call a regular contractor, which is some of them, they are awesome. I have a big respect for.
Oh, sure.
But not all of them, they have the vision.
Right.
So that guy, he's not going to tell, just do it.
And I need some of that. Like, I need someone to...
Which is
I would want you to come in and be like, you know what we could do in here? Like, I would want that.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's in the bottom line, you need a vision and you need to talk to someone who can make that dream, that vision through.
Right.
This is sure fix.
I love that.
With the real budget, too. Don't forget that.
Sure.
Because, yeah, I can... I don't want to call names, but there is some big companies which is 2-3 times more than what we cost our customers. Mm-hmm. And I like to keep it a friendly budget too, because I want to jump from here. I want to tell you this: you know how is my business really coming every year from those 1,100 visits?
Mm-hmm.
40 to 45% our repeat client.
And that should tell you everything you need to know, right?
That's like, it.
Yeah.
Because Henry is not the salesman. I'm not selling you to make the
back,
money.
You go back. If you did a great job, I'm going to go back to that person for my
honest,
second bathroom.
So. To be honest, and the deliver of the product, it's really meet. When you are an architect, you see the space, the functional, and the look.
Mm-hmm.
So you combine the decorative section of it, which is that's what they're looking for. But then you have the functional. The functional section of this, it's very important to people. I don't want to sell you something like beautiful dress and you won't be able to wear it.
Right? Yeah, and there's, I'm sure there's companies that just don't care. Like, you're like, what do you
exactly.
want? We're gonna do it.
No, no, exactly.
Do you think that's part of like, is that why you've been successful?
100%.
You know, because
100%.
There's ways to undercut all the time. And
yeah,
it's just,
I don't cut corners.
Yeah,
and I don't make my friends not happy. Right. And we do mistakes.
Sure,
I mean, we're not perfect, right? My guys, they're working. Oh my God, Henry, you guys do the. Hey, don't worry. No, I'm not gonna lose you.
Right.
I'm not gonna lose you like a person. If you meet me tomorrow at Dunkin' Donut drinking coffee, I don't want you to say, oh, look at this guy, man. He dent my fridge and he never take responsibility for that.
Right.
It's not gonna happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the guy who's gonna say, hey buddy, I'm sorry, it's a mistake happened. How can I make you happy?
All right.
Oh, change my faucet for free. Hey, Dan, don't worry about it. Right. It's $300-$400 to keep your friend.
Sure.
You,
yeah.
And you know what I mean?
I mean, that is a lot of, you know, and sometimes that's tough to do because like when you're getting a, you know, people are mad at you, yelling in your face, it's tough to be like, wait a minute, you know, I'm going to keep that professional.
No. I give you another things for that. I have solution for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I push my, I have to say it. Okay. Nobody will listen here, right?
Yeah. We're going to worries.
Yeah. I will send my project manager.
Oh, so, that's smart.
Yeah. Let him yell at him, not me.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So I send my intern. It's just like it's an alternate email. But it's still me. So, in talking about all this great stuff, specifically, what's like popular right now? What are people doing that you're seeing a lot of?
You know, but in the remodeling, you have like the 12 months schedule.
Okay.
You know, we're going to be pro, right? So in that time, people, they start looking for your kitchen, bathrooms to make it up till Christmas time.
Yeah.
So they want to show their home. They want to get something done.
Yeah.
Now we saw like every day we have a new kitchen. And especially we have a new promotion. Like our custom made cabinetry right now was Forevermark Cab. We give like almost like 30%, 35% on it. So people, they are excited. Like you got the top-notch cabinetry on in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And 30, 35% discount on the cabinet alone. You talk about thousands of the dollars.
I love it.
Yeah.
You're so excited about it. It's like, let's do it. I will admit.
Exactly. Yeah,
what I don't even need a cabinet.
Because you know what? It's like we go back to the same story.
Mm-hmm.
When you deliver the best product and you install it, the customer, they can say, we're going to be my next project.
Yeah. And it's also like, in all seriousness, like, the excitement of stuff like this is because even with things that we do, it's like, oh man, it's like another job, right? But if you approach it with that excitement and enthusiasm, and it's a chance to do a little, I mean, am I getting that? It's a little bit of art. If we're talking about, you know, architecture and stuff, you're still putting that, you know, your signature on it.
So. This is how it makes me happy every day.
Yeah.
Man, I'm a workaholic. Let's put it this way. I am. Like I work 60, 70 hours a day. Today I woke up at 4 o'clock, 4 to 6.
Just in your blood, right?
Yeah, exactly. I have like 5 meetings yesterday.
What do you do for fun? What do you, when you don't have time?
I don't have time first.
Right.
So I create
no
time. No, I'm fun.
No, okay, you're a fun guy.
I jump in my pool from 6 to 7. So I did 1 hour swimming in the morning.
Okay.
So I got
four in the morning?
Yeah. No. 4 to 6. I'm doing my proposals.
Oh, okay.
6 to 7, I'm in the pool.
All right, that's a little more real. 4 in the morning.
No. I don't want to go in the dark in the water.
Okay.
Six to seven.
All right.
Know? Yeah.
Stay right there. We got a couple commercials. We'll be right back.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
Looking for your next adventure? Come explore the great outdoors with L.L. Bean's Outdoor Discovery Programs at Nockamixon State Park in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Whether you're brand new or building your skills, you've got something for everyone. Kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, archery, fly casting, and more. Our expert guides make it easy and fun because we believe the outdoors is for everyone. Sign up at llbeanoutdoors.com today to get more outdoors.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX Real Estate. Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.
I tell you what, it's every job for us is a challenge. Let's put it this way. Because a mean for me is a job, but it's mean for that person, or as I call him my friend, it's life, sure. Life-saving money. You want to remember that. It's like, nobody got like a rain of money on their pocket. So for them, it's like a big thing. Mm-hmm. And some people, they wait the whole lifetime to get retired, to get their money, so they can call contractor to do their kitchen. Mm-hmm. And imagine that kitchen turned to be nightmare and catastrophic for them. Mm-hmm. And I've been seeing it. I've been seeing it a lot of people. They start.
You see stories on the news too, or like you can't like.
I have no time for news, but I see it in reality.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
I see it in reality. I go mm-hmm. and the people, they cry, like ladies crying. Seriously, like really take my heart off. What? Like I give the money for the guy, and I call him. He doesn't have a phone number. That's mm-hmm. what we call Mr. Chuck in the truck. Like that guy, he does, like a phone cost him $25 in Walmart.
Right.
So he got signed call. Oh dear, don't worry about it. Oh, they charge you like $50,000 kitchen. $20,000 will be fine. Give me $10 today and I will see you in later.
You never see him.
Never right. see him. So, or start. It's easy to start the demo and start the project. The devil in the details.
Sure.
The devil when you have continuity to keep your feet right in the job to finish the last thing.
Accountability is hard. You know, to be
that is hard.
To put yourself in that position, yeah, I mean, like to hard. Show up repeatedly and say, yes, I'm going to be accountable.
And this is how we help all our friends, because we're not one man show. So I will never get tired. This is a game, people, they don't know about it. We are in an orchestra. This is important. So if one player of violin there got tired, he can move. I move another violin player there to replace him. Mm-hmm. So if there is some customers that are really tough. They are more demanding than others. Like, it's normal human being, right? So some people, it's easy. Oh, yeah, baby, don't worry. Oh, I love you. Do it, whatever. Oh, I'm fine. So, but some other people, hold on. They're top in the notch. So how are you going to fix that? Mm-hmm. When your employee got exhausted with the demand after demand. Hey, George, you know what? Today, I want to move you to there. Tony, come on, buddy. So he's coming with the fresh. So he can take this little blade. Then move Tony, put another guy. All they are pro, but when you move on with, you don't know this is, you know the situation, yeah, so you can take more, absorb more critics.
And just, you know, being aware of that.
Exactly.
That you know it is happening is, yes, you know, I'd imagine number one.
This is part of the business.
So here's the tough part then. If you were giving advice to someone who's starting out in any business, you know, what is something you would make sure?
Educate yourself first. Every project you want to do it, educate yourself. When you have the education enough for that project you were doing it, you give yourself the best advice. What I mean with that? Like, say I want to do bathroom. How much the bathroom cost? And you can Google it today. You can go to ChatGPT. Like, medium range, this size bathroom, I want to do this, this, this. How much will it cost me today? Mm-hmm. They tell you, ChatGPT tell you today it costs $30,000, the value on Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. So if you got the contractor come tell you $10,000, there's something wrong. That's it. Buddy, okay, thank you so much. See you later, alligator.
Right.
When you got the guy come and tell you $50,000, oh my God, this is overkiller.
Right.
But when you got the guy between 25 and 31, 32, this is normal. So one time you educate yourself on your project, that's mean you are ahead of your game. And when your contractor, Shortfix or any other people at your you on the table talk about your project, so whatever he's going to give you ideas, you have already in your mind backup. So you know if that guy, he's nobody talk about, he's selling you stuff, or he's real people, mm-hmm. he's real contractor.
And then on the flip side, for someone who is maybe looking to start in their own business in 2025, whether it's, you know, bathroom remodeling or making videos, you know, what is like good sound, I guess, business advice you could give to an entrepreneur?
Be yourself. Be honest. That's it. People, they're not stupid, buddy. People, when you talk to the people, they can tell if you are honest or you're not. And this is another story I want to tell.
No, yeah, please.
if we have a minute.
Yeah, I'm telling you about my dead cat. We might as well. We get.
Look, I'll tell whatever advice. You know, you ask me for an inspection. And yes. This is my job, to be at your home. You ask me questions, I answer you. People come, and after 1 year, 1,100, next year, 1,200, year before, 800, meeting with the client. So 1 year, I cross, like, and definitely I cross same person, 2-3 years different between, you know? Mm-hmm. So I met you 2010, then you called me in 2021. Right?
Right, it's been a while.
In my head, I'm not going to recall George after like 11 years.
Sure.
And I met you for one time for 15 minutes.
Right.
Then I walk in the house and he asked me the same question for a same room. He knows what he needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 11 years, he's still living in the same house. But Henry, to come there and answer the same questions, the same answer after 11 years.
Yeah, it's like, what are you?
He said, and I got through this a lot.
Yeah.
He said, Henry, do you remember me? I said, I'm sorry, I don't remember you. Like, mm-hmm. We did any job for you, sir. He said, Henry, you've been in my house, and I ask you same questions, and you answer same freaking answers.
Sounds good, right?
I told him, you know what, buddy? If I want to lie to you, I want to lie to 1,100 people, how am I going to remember what I said? So I have to say from my heart whatever I believe on it. And mm-hmm. what I said it the way, if this is my home, what is my result of this question?
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
Yeah.
And this is why you are honest like that. That guy, what do you think is going to be? My money maker for the next 10 years.
Right. Like some people are, I mean, let's be honest. You know, some people are just, they're going to be how they're going to be. You can never make them happy. But yeah, for reasonable people looking to, you know, remodel their, we're all over the place here in a good way. But to go back to the basics, you know, for people who haven't been into SureFix's showroom here, you can find everything from, as I'm looking around, tile, bathroom, basement.
You name it.
You tell me. And then what is the special again? I know we talked about it once, but you're running a promo currently today.
Yes.
We're in July of 2025.
We have to end of August right now, really. Okay. We're running a lot of promotions because we need to build our, we are in election year. Let's put them in straightforward. I don't want to lie here and there.
No, yeah.
And election year, always people go short on their spending.
Okay.
This is normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the politic in the country cut, like, tearing people apart somehow. It's... And your stock market up and down is not really stable, you know? So people, they are really afraid to use their saving due to that. I said, you know what? We can help with this situation too because we are part of the community. Mm-hmm. We live in this and I feel it too. All my cousins, all my friends, they have the same problem. Okay, oh my God, the market going down today. We lost yesterday 50K, mm-hmm. 20,000. So we said, okay, you know what? If we cut a little bit from our profit, give away little things. Let's say if you buy two windows, we'll give you a third one for free.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to put a brand new kitchen, custom made, we'll give you 40%. I don't want to say 40, like up to 35% from this.
But you're willing to say, hey, we're going to react to what's going on and we're not.
We have to.
You have to. But this is like, I think for me, you're very pragmatic in that sense. It's like the way that you have to do things a certain way, but then you have that, the pride in it. That goes a long way. When you meet people who are proud of their work.
And remember too, I'm a grandpa.
Yeah,
I'm a grandpa. It's very important, and my grandkids run in the store too.
Yeah.
So, and my son-in-law in here,
mm-hmm.
two cousins, two brother-in-law, my wife in the office. So, mm-hmm. when you talk all this kind of business family, so you have to be like the example for to be honest, real. And when everybody call, if someone call for something, you want to give the good impression for
Right.
So, assistant in the office, no worries, sir. We take care of you.
Yeah.
So she has the answer already ahead. Like, let's say for any problems happening, right? So we did the faucet and dripping. Well, who knows? Anything could happen, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh, my faucet dripping and Henry got the money in the year from today and it's dripping. What I do? Don't worry, we'll take care of the faucet.
Hmm.
No, it's just take like a schedule next day, the plumber to go there, take care of the faucet. That's simple like that.
Well, I appreciate. I'm not even kidding. Like the first thing I'm doing, we're going home. Is I'm gonna be like, hey, we're putting this podcast together, and now I guess we're remodeling, because we don't know. We need another bathroom, so we're gonna figure that out. I'm all in. But I appreciate.
I'll figure it out for you.
Well, wait, we'll
I'll figure it out for you.
We need a little, because we need some of that creative, because it's like a nook, right? So yeah. We're going to need someone to look
at
that.
What, you think that first, my first rodeo?
Well, actually,
how many closets I put the washer and dryer in them?
Right. Okay.
How many powder room I take the coat closet, make it a walk-in shower for a grandpa living in a house?
This is perfect because, like, in a couple of months from now, however long this takes, we're gonna come back and be like, we're doing episode two because now Henry's in my house doing it. And so I love it. I love how things work out. I really appreciate you guys reaching out. Thanks for having me in. This is a lot of fun. First time in here, and I'm glad that we're able to see some shots from above as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Don't forget to see my billboard. We have them right now up in the Lehigh Valley. We have 25 on them.
25?
25.
They're all over the place.
Interior, exterior, sure fix, remodeling, we do it all.
Well, everybody come visit Henry and everybody at SureFix.
You're going to find everything for your home, from the roof to the bottom, from inside to outside, on one place. 5 minutes just walking around.
Love it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
George, man, that's awesome. Thank you so much, buddy.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course, our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.